Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:47 in the a.m. on this Friday morning in Charm City, a cold one in Charm City. Winter is fully here. At the start of the year on January 3rd, first Friday of the year, Cordell Woodland filling in for Rob and Jeremy today here with Ed Norris, Joe LaCroix behind the glass on the Big Bad Morning Show. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to give in. We're handing out awards for the NFL season right now with the final week of the season getting underway this weekend. Let's start at the top. MVP. I mean, there's so much debate around this award right now, who's deserving, who's not. For me right now, it's Lamar, but I think there are, you know, I think Josh is a worthy candidate. I think obviously Saquon's having a really good year. Look, I can't even believe I'm saying this. I think Darnold's having an MVP caliber year. I think Jaden Daniels, if he wasn't a rookie, he'd be in this conversation. Joe Burrow, if his team didn't stink, he'd be in this conversation. But for me right now, Lamar's the MVP.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think it's hands down Lamar when you just look at him statistically. And usually I don't do that because a lot of times you'll see guys who throw – Matthew Stafford when he was the Lions. Mm-hmm. He would throw for like a ridiculous amount of yardage every year because they sucked. And he had a throw count. So they were always behind. So it really wasn't a good indication. Not the case. Lamar's got – he's got yardage. He's got 39 touchdowns. And only four picks. He's got a quarterback rating of like 121, a passer rating. I mean, he's completing 68% of his passes. And more than that, though, you look at him, it's like, wow, he looks so much better. His passes are crisper. You know, he doesn't throw ducks anymore. I mean, everything's got a nice tight spiral on it, on the money, not behind receivers. I just think it's a case of like, oh, we can't give it to that guy again. Because that happens in the four majors. Yeah. It's like, if you got a guy that's going to win it, and it's like, is he going to win it every year? Like, what are you going to do with Shohei?
Right. You know?
Like, somebody like that who's just ridiculous in baseball. So, I don't know. But for me, it's Lamar Jackson, hands down.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of Lamar fatigue, so to speak, there. And it is ironic that last year he won MVP without necessarily having the better stats than other people. Mm-hmm. And this year he has the numbers and some of the things have flip-flopped. But I just look at Lamar as a guy that's continuously ascending. I mean, just last year, this time we were saying that we thought we were watching the best version of Lamar. And here we are again a year later watching a different. I mean, are we going to be saying the same thing next year?
Yeah.
Every time I think the dude has hit his max level, he takes it to another level individually. I just think the world of him as a football player.
You know the difference is, too? A lot of the guys in the conversation, I think the world of Josh Allen, he's an incredible quarterback, and Burrow, obviously, and they're great. However, what you'll see from these guys very often is, you'll see Burrow complete, you know, a 67-yard pass, a chase, or whatever, right on the money, gorgeous. You know, Allen will end up right because he has more rushing touchdowns than Lamar. He'll break one off. He'll end up, you know, galloping for 35 yards, whatever, knock down a defensive back, get to the end zone. He does those moments. But Lamar has these things constantly that are just like, how the hell did he do that? Like, how did he get out of that? How did he evade that? How did he couldn't sack him. He stiff arms a defender. And then think about all the times when it looks like the drive's going to die. It's 3rd and 12. Who picks it up? Mm-hmm. Him. You know, it's not the 45-yard burst that he's got to be certainly capable of where he can run one in. But it's all the other ones where when they need a first down, Lamar gets it somehow. And I just think it's become so commonplace, people kind of yawn with him.
Let's go to Defensive Player of the Year. And this one I think is a little tougher because there isn't like a bona fide top candidate for this award. I'll start. I'm going to go Pat Surtain. I'm ready to go corner. I want something different. It seems like it's becoming an edge rusher award. I want to give some love to the DBs. And I feel like this Broncos defense in general isn't getting a lot of love. They don't have as many Pro Bowlers as other teams do. I'm going to go Pat Surtain because I think he's the straw that stirs the drink for that defense that leads that Broncos team.
I agree with you. I think he is having when I was just looking at who people were talking about, he was one of the obvious choices for people. I like Kirby Joseph. I'm a bit of a closet Lions fan. I really like what they've done over there. He's leading the NFL in picks, having a great year. And again, really, fortifies the back end of that defense. But I think my choice this year is going to be T.J. Watt again.
Okay.
Because he's so important to that team. It's not just his sack numbers, which are always good, and they're good again this year. But he just does so much. He's a great edge setter. He forces a lot of fumbles. He'll pick you. Look what he did to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Every time he plays him, it's something like that. So I just think T.J. Watt is so critically important to that team. And they're successful, too, which is the other issue. Like, they are going to the playoffs. So, you're talking about a guy with, he's got, this year, 11 half sacks, 6 forced fumbles.
Yeah, it's crazy.
6. So he's that guy where he's a game changer. He's a quick change guy. He'll knock a ball out. He'll sack somebody, kill a driver. He'll punch a ball out and, recover it. I think T.J. Watt would be my choice.
Let's go Offensive Player of the Year. A couple of candidates for this one. Obviously, some of the same guys that we mentioned for MVP. I think you could throw in Ja'Marr Chase for sure for an award like this. For me, it's coming down to Ja'Marr and Saquon. I think I'm going to lean Saquon, give some love to the running back position, especially 2,000 yards. He's not going to get the Eric Dickerson awarded record, it looks like. But Saquon has been a godsend right now for the Eagles. I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, I'm going with Saquon as well. To me, I favor running backs anyway. It's not that I don't like quarterbacks, but I'm so sick of seeing them win everything.
Yeah, they force you to love them.
Yeah, it's like, it's a given. Like, I'd like to see the next time a non-quarterback wins the MVP. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to happen. So I just like to see that happen where Saquon gets it. And as far as the record goes, the NFL has kind of shot themselves in the foot with this because you can't keep extending the season by a game and another game and another game and then have the records be on equal footing. You look at people like, O.J. Simpson. He averaged more yards per game when he broke 2,000 yards. He had 6 yards a carry that season, 143 yards per game, and did it in a 14-game season. Not 17.
Right.
So to me, I'd look at that and say, he may have more yards. He had 3 more games to play. Look at someone like Jim Brown, who played way back when. Look at his numbers. They're preposterous. He averaged over 100 yards a game in his career. So, these guys just did a little, it's a little different. So, sounds like I'm talking myself out of Saquon. Still Saquon for me as the Offensive Player of the Year.
All right, let's go Rookie of the Year. I think it's a slam dunk, but I'll admit I'm biased.
I'm not biased. I'm going the same way.
Yeah, that boy is, he's beyond legit. I really think if he wasn't a rookie, he'd probably have his name in a lot of other awards. But for sure, Rookie of the Year goes to him right now.
He's only the 4th rookie since 1970 to go to Pro Bowl.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's how good he is. And I agree with you. I'm not a Commanders fan. But he deserves it. He's something else, man. He really is. And he's another one where it's not just, the fact the team is good finally.
Mainly because of him. I think they're overachieving big time.
Yeah,
but
because of him. And that's what he's getting to. Like, this is, and again, like I talked about this earlier with the college ranks where I like seeing Notre Dame relevant, Penn State relevant. I like seeing Washington relevant because they have an incredible history. And I don't like when they suck. And I'm not even a fan, but I just think it's important for them to be good. And now they're good again. But Dan Jaden he's one. It's not just the stats. It's not just teams. Watch him play.
Yeah.
Watch him throw a deep ball. For a rookie, a guy just out of college, his deep ball passes are fantastic. He can run. He's going to be something. They finally found their quarterback.
Finally. Last one here, Comeback Player of the Year. And This is a weird one. They changed the wording on the description a little bit. Apparently, you have to come back from an injury from the year before or something like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if Darnold is the winner. Mm-hmm. But I also could hear an argument for J.K. Dobbins, honestly, for the year that he's having out in L.A. with the Chargers. He got hurt again this year, and that run game for the Chargers completely fell off a cliff when Dobbins went down. And that's even with Gus out there and everything. So he came back, I think, a week or two ago and looked pretty good. So I want to go with J.K. just because it's good to see him put together a semi-healthy year and still show he can play, you know, at a high level.
Again, I like him. I do favor running backs, but I like him. I'm going to go, because I was going to put in Joe Burrow when it was an injury, because he's having a fantastic year after being out, you know, with an injury last year. But I'm going to go with Sam Darnold. Once I found they're going to count votes for him, I'm going to go with Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a guy, you know, he was seeing ghosts when he was with the Jets.
Right.
Then he ends up going to Carolina. After that, he goes to San Francisco. He lit it up in San Francisco, threw for 297 yards. I mean, he's just, I thought his career was pretty much over. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. You look at what he's done. It's like, he's got 35 touchdowns. He's got over 4,000 yards. And I think the Vikings are going to beat the Lions on Monday and win that division. Mm. Lions are really beat up defensively. Mm-hmm. I still pick them because I've been on the Lions for a while, so I'm going to go with them in our picks. But if the Vikings win that game, not going to surprise me. And Darnold has really, really just transformed himself. And it's kind of nice to see, honestly, just when a guy who you just think everybody was down on and he sucks. And I mean, you know, their families hear this stuff.
Right.
It's just like nice to see him turn it around. And I think their coach deserves coach of the year consideration.